something and everything. My name is Ezra Hill. My co-host Casey and I are going to be discussing a wide variety of topics from the perspective of two Midwestern middle-aged minds. We're not experts, just everyday ordinary people like you. We hope you might find our podcast inadvertently interesting and informative. Hopefully it'll amount to more than a hill of beans. So Casey, from what you've been telling me, you've been real busy lately.
Yeah, I have been busy.
I know. I've been worried. Like, no one's seen you around.
No, I know. I'm like a ghost.
Yeah. So what have you been up to?
So really sad, but my dog.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know if you've heard of this, but so I've had, we have two dogs right now. We have Huxley and Albie. And Albie, I've had for, you know, almost 14 years since the boys were little. And tomorrow, you know, from the time that we're doing this podcast, we will, Laps of Love will be coming to our house, and we will be sending him to doggy heaven.
What is it called?
Laps of Love.
Laps of Love.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I, you know, I wasn't sure how I wanted to do this, and I don't want to do it like at all. Mm-hmm. All of us are heartbroken. And it's been a tough, you know, it's been a while that we've known he's been sick, but, you know, actually setting the date and knowing that it's time, you know, and thank God to my husband, he made the call, but he was super emotional when he had to make that call. And, but what's nice about Laps of Love is they come to your house and they meet your dog. And, you know, everything's very comfortable. You have time with the dog. And they, you know, get the dog asleep and then make sure that he's completely comfortable and asleep. And then that's after that is when they, you know, do what they do to give him his wings. But, you know, they'll give you some of his hair and the dog, they'll print his all for you. And then we're going to have him cremated and then we will get his ashes back.
Okay.
So yeah, I have been really busy, but this week is super emotional for not just me, but the family. And, you know, you just always kind of feel this, you feel a certain type of way, like you're letting your dog down when it's time, you know, like, I could, you know, hang on and let him die on his time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we don't know how much pain he is in.
Yeah.
And if you saw him right now, Albie has always kind of been very fluffy and kind of had a lot of meat on him. He's, you know, down to all bones. He's very skinny. He can't keep food down. You know, and when he doesn't want to eat, but then when he does eat, he's not keeping it down. So,
right.
You know, we've waited as long as we could before it's such a hard decision to make, but
yeah,
I don't want him in pain.
As tough as it is, it sounds like Laps of Love is the way to go.
Yeah.
Because they're going to help with the situation and help you keep his memory alive,
mm-hmm.
with the paw print and everything.
Yes. And, you know, there's comfort in knowing that he's going to pass here at his home.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. Well, wow. That was depressing.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, one reason why I don't have pets is because of that. Because, you know, you outlive them and it sucks.
It's so hard. It's so hard. But, you know, have you ever watched A Dog's Purpose, the movie?
No.
Okay, so you really need to watch it.
Well,
it's so good. And
wait, is it a movie about a dog, basically?
Yeah,
what you're saying?
It's all like, yes.
Or is it a documentary?
No, it's a movie.
Oh, okay.
And it's so good. But the dog, you know, you see they're like transition and then they come back as a different dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Do you think that's true? You think Albie's going to come back?
Yeah, I do. Look, I don't know, but I hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, especially like for Albie.
Yeah.
You know, but whatever. I know that we'll always be together and his spirit, you know, will always live. I know that. But you know, honestly, none of us really know. But you know what's funny is what we're going to talk about today.
Oh, what are we talking about?
I have got some crazy reincarnation stories.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of, we're talking about if dogs come back.
Oh, okay.
Do humans?
I personally don't believe that, but I mean, who knows?
Right. So
because I have no, like, if I was from a previous life, I have no memory of it.
Have you ever had like a scenario where you have like, you don't have any reoccurring dreams?
Reoccurring, yeah, but I'm always the star of my dreams. Like, I've never been.
Wait, hold on. You're always the star.
Yeah.
There's nobody else in your dream.
Oh, well, yeah, there's other people in there, but I mean, I'm always
You're the star.
Revolving around me in my dreams.
It's Ezra's world, and we're just living in it.
Yeah, in my dreams.
In your dreams. That's why they call it a dream, Ezra.
Sometimes my dreams get a little crazy.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you some stories, and then you tell me when we're done with this what you think.
Okay.
We'll do one at a time. You want to?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. 6-year-old Navy pilot reincarnation. In 2004, ABC News broadcasted a remarkable tale of reincarnation involving a 6-year-old boy named James Lingenger. At the tender age of 2, James started experiencing what many interpreted as spontaneous recollections of past lives. The journey began when he was just 18 months during a family visit to a war museum. Over time, the child's fascination with airplanes intensified, evolving into reoccurring and distressing nightmares of a fiery plane crash. He would awake in terror, crying out about the plane crashing and that the plane was on fire. And he would say something, "Little man can't get out." Through detailed drawings, he drew harrowing events of his past life, signing them as James III, claiming to be him.
Stop right there. How old is this kid?
Well, when it's he was 6.
He was 6 when he would start talking about the plane crash and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And he was having like these awful night terrors.
And he thought his name was James III.
Mm-hmm. And so they had him start drawing pictures of what he saw. But when he would get done drawing them, he signed James III. As his language skills developed, James began recounting to his parents his vivid memories of previous lives as a fighter pilot in World War II. Remarkably, he not only identified the type of plane, but also named the carrier the Natoma. Moreover, he mentioned a fellow pilot by the name of Jack Larson, who had witnessed his demise. Astonishingly, all these details were verified as accurate. James' parents confirmed that James M. Houston, Jr. was the name of the only pilot from the USS Natoma Bay who perished in the battle, James described. His parents successfully located Jack Larson, who verified witnessing James Houston's plane being struck and crashing. Additionally, they reached out to James' sister from his previous life. Convinced that James was her reincarnated brother, she lent further credence to the extraordinary claims. Eventually, James' parents published a book. This book was published.
How old was the kid when they did the book? Or is this when he grew up? Or
The parents published the book. But so it sounds like they looked into everything that he was drawing, the names James III. He described the plane. He knew the plane, the Natoma. He knew who was in the plane. And the plane did crash, and that person was in there. And there's no way a 6-year-old could have known that.
Yeah. I mean, this wasn't no family member. Like this kid's grandpa or nobody was in the war or anything.
Mm-mm. Nope. Interesting. Here's another one. Oh, a reincarnated 13-time golfer winner. Okay, well, this is going to get interesting. Everybody bear with me. This is our first time to kind of go through these. Child prodigy claims reincarnation as 13-time golf champion. Meet Hunter, a remarkable 3-year-old boy captivating attention as a budding golf sensation, claiming to be the legendary Bobby Jones, a 13-time golf champion. Hunter's journey into the world of golf began when he received a set of plastic clubs at the tender age of 2. It was a moment that sparked an undeniable passion with him. During a viewing of a 1930s clip of the Golf Channel, Hunter pointed to Bobby Jones on the screen and declared, "That's me when I was big." From that moment on, he insisted on being addressed as Bobby, firmly convinced it was his true name. In an effort to confirm Hunter's assertions, his father presented him with 6 photographs of the 1930s golfers. Hunter identified Bobby Jones in one of the photos and declared, "That's me." Intrigued, his father then showed him several images of houses, one of which was Bobby Jones' childhood home. After examining them all, Hunter pointed to Bobby's childhood home and affirmed that that was his home. Hunter's golf got really good rapidly, leading to his enrollment in the 5-year-old class, demonstrating remarkable consistency. He secured victories in 41 out of 51 junior tournaments with an impressive streak of 21 consecutive wins. They say he's going to be the next Tiger Woods.
Is he playing golf right now?
Well, it says right here that Hunter is destined to emulate Bobby Jones, leans towards him becoming the next Tiger Woods. So this is a current story. Okay, so they lay out.
It doesn't make sense to me.
So they lay out the pictures in front of him, right? And he points to Bobby Jones. That's me. Then they bring in pictures of different homes, and one of them was Bobby Jones, and he picked that house that was Bobby Jones, and said that that was my house. Now, how is he so good at golf at 2 years old?
Was he good at golf at 2 years?
Yes, that's what they're saying. He was like a prodigy. But then he was watching, you know, something on the Golf Channel and saw something on Bobby Jones. And he all of a sudden said to his family, "That was me when I was older." 100% insisting that he is Bobby Jones.
I just don't know what to think of that. I'm not saying it isn't true. I mean, would there be any way that the ghost of Bobby Jones could be visiting this kid?
So let me ask you this.
And putting this stuff in his head.
So you don't believe in reincarnation, but you believe in ghosts?
I don't know. I'm not saying, yeah. I would believe in a ghost before I would reincarnation, because a ghost is that's still somebody's spirit, but it's not. You're talking about somebody dies and then they come back as somebody else. I think if that was true, there would be more evidence on that. More people would be able to say, yeah, I used to be, because me, for example, I have no memory of anything other than my life.
Right. So there is. So remind me today before you leave to get you a link, because you're saying, well, why are more people not stepping up and talking about this? There is a whole documentary series, many episodes about different cases that you can watch.
Here's what I would say. I'm willing to bet that, I mean, I know a lot of people, but I'm willing to bet that none of them have any kind of reincarnation thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like, what do you mean?
What's the percentage of people that say they're some kind of reincarnation?
Well, yeah, probably not a lot.
Yeah. Therefore, that's why I don't know that I buy into it, because it's so small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have no idea.
Unless when you die, you somehow get an option, you know, mm-hmm. You can either go on and be a spirit, go to heaven or wherever, be with your loved ones, or you can come back. I don't know. I mean,
here's the thing is, you know, we only know what we know as far as what we can see and touch and, you know, right now. Right. And we know what the Bible says and everything there, but you know, there's so much we don't know, and you don't know until you pass on, right?
Right.
The truth. Mm-hmm. The closest thing I've ever had to a scenario where I'm like, and it's very odd. And I know my parents know this story, and my brothers and friends, like, you know, some of my friends, but I've had this reoccurring dream, and it's just a very bizarre dream. P.S. There's actually two dreams that are reoccurring, and they're totally different. But one of them is I am in this like log cabin, and I'm sitting at a vanity, and it's got a mirror, and I have a white dress on, and the white dress has a turtleneck, you know, that comes all the way up. And then my hair is super long, and I'm brushing, and I'm looking at myself in the mirror. But I always know in this dream, like, when I'm doing this, it doesn't look like me, but it is me. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, I know it's me, but I don't look the same. Then I end up putting my brush down, and I walk out the front door, and I walk into the water, and I don't stop.
So you put the brush down, you walk out the front door into the water.
Uh-huh.
What kind of water?
Like, it's like a lake water.
Okay. And you go all the way down until you're gone.
That's what I think. Water. Yeah. Huh. That's how it always felt like that was the end. The other one was, and these will pop up sporadically. I never know when I'm going to have another moment where I'm doing it again, but this one is so weird. So I'm on, you know, the conveyor belts, right? That are at the grocery store.
Oh yeah.
But imagine a massive like conveyor belt that you could stand on.
Mm-hmm. You mean like at the airport?
Yes.
You know, those conveyor belt
that take your luggage.
Well, no. Well, there's the ones you can, if you don't want to walk.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Yes. Yes.
Tunnel or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah. So, anyways, I am in line and I'm on a conveyor belt, and it's almost like everything around me is steel, like as far as the structure we're in, and in front of me, I just see people falling in to something. Mm. And then in my dream, I see like we're coming out as meat, processed meat. It's awful. And then what's so weird is every time I have,
you're saying you're going into like a meat grinder?
Yes. Yes. It's awful. It's terrifying. And then what's,
is the guy working the meat grinder? Is it Jeffrey Dahmer?
Probably. I didn't see anybody. All I know is I'm in line and I'm getting ready to fall into this thing where I'm going to be killed.
Wow.
And so another weird thing that happens every time I have this dream is, you know, when your hands fall asleep, mm-hmm. and they tingle, mm-hmm. it happens every time I have this dream.
Hmm. Oh, like your hands going into the grinder first?
I don't know what's happening, but I always there's like everything's just kind of asleep.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Interesting.
Right.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, for some reason, I was thinking not too long ago that I was having this recurring dream, but I can't remember what it was. So I guess maybe not.
I bet it's about you being the star of your dream.
Well, I am the star of my dreams. but I feel like not too long ago, I was like, man, I keep having that dream. But now I can't even remember or think of what it is. I don't know. Next time I have it, I'll have to write it down.
Yeah. Okay, so, and then remind me before we leave to look up those episodes, you know, because we could probably do some like investigating on those and share those with people.
Yeah, we could probably take each one and do like a single episode about it.
Let's do it.
Dive into it more.
Yeah, not that we believe it, but these are the stories that people are saying, so I feel like we should share them.
Some people don't believe in coincidence, so... I mean, I don't know. That's like really weird and bizarre. Like, how would a kid know all of this stuff? You know, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, how does kid know everything about Bobby Jones?
If I don't buy into it and I don't believe in reincarnation, then what the hell is going on? So I'm trying to logically figure this out, and I just don't know right now.
Okay.
And that's why I'm like thinking, well, could it be possible that, you know, through 6 degrees of separation, somehow or another, these individuals are tied to those people,
mm-hmm.
that they're supposedly reincarnated as. Like, you know, are they living in a house that they lived in or something and their spirit's there? Or, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So I think that those are the best topics to talk about. It's kind of like when you're like trying to figure out, like, you don't really believe it, but you know, somebody's saying it. And so you're like trying to find the proof behind it. So let's do it. Want to?
Yeah, totally.
Right on. Okay, you guys, this is it for this episode. You can email us at hofbeans@gmail.com or join our Facebook group, Hill of Beans with Ezra and Casey. Also, give us a thumbs up and subscribe. Peace.